Yud Dalad Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 27th of October, Rabbi Rafael Feldman, the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz in respect of the same Talumoto. Mishnah Berurah, Chelik. Chelik Aleph, Mishnah Berurah. Bottom left, something.
We make two mentions of rain. As described by the Mishnah, we have Hazkoras Geshomim and She'eras Geshomim. Hazkoras Geshomim, Ashavurach Merid Agoshem, that is in the second Baruch of Shemoneh Esra, and the second mention is a She'era, Bakosha, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us rain, that is during the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, where we say the same Talmud, we don't just praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for providing rain, but we actually ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us rain. The first Mishnah in Tainis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, tells us that the mentioning, Mazkirin Gevuras Geshomim, is begun on Shmini Atzeres. It seems from the Mishnah and the Sugya that essentially this should have been on the first day of Sukkot, as we switch from saying Mashavaruch, from ceasing to say Mashavaruch on first day of Pesach, but because that would disturb our Kiyum Mitzvah Sukkah, we want to be able to sit in the Sukkah and rain would disturb that, so we delay any mention of any rain until Shmini Atzeres, when the mitzvah of Sukkah is over. So then we immediately on Shmini Atzeres begin mentioning rain. That means it's now the rain season, but we don't actually ask for the rain to be given. Then the Mishnah on Daf Yud, in the same Masechta Tainis, tells us when we should actually begin asking for the rain. And there's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether on the 3rd of Cheshvan or the 7th of Cheshvan. Ram Gamliel says, B'shiva boy, that we should commence asking for the rain on the 7th of Cheshvan. Tesvov Yoim Achar Chag, this is the Lashon of the Mishnah, 15 days after the Yom Tov, Kedei Sheyagia Achin Sheyisrael Linahar Peros. Since Yidden came to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, Aliyah LeRegel, if they would be disturbed by the rain, if we would start davening for rain immediately after Yom Tov, that would disturb them getting back home. I'm not sure if the reason is because we're afraid that they won't come next time, or they deserve, because they've come for a mitzvah and they're going back, so they deserve to be allowed to get home undisturbed. So Rabbi Gamliel says, wait 2 weeks, which is considered to be the maximum amount of time needed for them to get out of, till the end of Eretz Yisrael. And so then the Bnei Eretz Yisrael may allow themselves to ask for rain. Again, obviously, the time for rain, the rain season has already begun, essentially, but we want to take everything into account, and we want to make sure that we don't disturb the Oilei Regel, since this is a sizable tzibur, and the oiskim b'mitzvah. So therefore we say, wait until the 7th of Cheshvan. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Loza, Alocha Kriyam Gamliel. We paskin like this shita of the 7th of Cheshvan. Then the Gemara says something very interesting. Tanya, Hananya Oimer, Uvagoilo, Achishim Batkufa. And Omar Rav Huna Barchio, Mashmul Halochik Hananya. Hananya tells us that despite the Mishnah, which seems to be unopposed, nevertheless, Hananya says, in Goilo, which means in Bovel, we wait until 60 days after Tkufas Tishri, which, as we all know from the Sidurim, it works out to be the 4th or the 5th of December, and then we start saying the same Talamota. Wait. The reason given, Rashi explains, Uvagoilo ein shoelin ad shishim betkufa lefi shu mokim nomuch ve ein tzrichim motor kol kach. Apparently, the rain situation in Bovel was very different. It's a lower land, as Rashi describes in Parshas Noach. It's a lower land, and therefore water drains into Bovel, and it takes much longer for it to dry up. Until they need rain is much later. And therefore, they don't ask for rain until they need the rain. So we now have, and the Gemara says we paskan that way. So we now have a rule for Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Cheshvan, and for Bovel, which is the 60 days after Tkufas Tishri. Rashi, a few lines later, says, V'chein onu nayagim, shekol minogeinu achar b'nei Bovel. Rashi obviously was in Europe, we're not in Bovel, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, but we are nigrar after b'nei Bovel, shekol minogeinu achar b'nei Bovel. All our minhogim in Alocha, we follow, whenever there's a difference between Bovel and Eretz Yisrael, there's a Talmud Bavli and a Talmud Yerushalmi, and the rule is that we always follow Talmud Bavli. So therefore, in this too, says Rashi, there's no problem. We know if we have a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bovel, it's the halacha is clear that we follow the minig of Bovel. And as we know, this is the way we have the halacha. The Rosh in Psokim over here, and at greater length in his Tshuvas, has a very, very big frustration with this halacha. He writes about it in very strong language, and he tried very hard to make a change. The Rosh says, I can't understand. This is not a question of a machlokes in Svara between Bavli and Yerushalmi. There's no case over here of the Chachmi Bovel saying one argument and the Chachmi, the Talmud Yerushalmi saying something else, and therefore we need to be machriya, we need to take follow one opinion, and therefore we can choose, we choose to follow the Bnei Bovel, that's the rule. That's not the case. He says this is simply a question of rain supply. How badly do we need rain? In Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Horim, they need rain immediately at the beginning of the season, otherwise the land will dry up. And therefore they ask for rain, as the Mishnah says, immediately after Sukkot. They need to wait a little bit, and then we go ahead, and then they go ahead and ask for rain. In Bovel, they don't yet need the rain, so they wait a bit longer. But in Europe, argues the Rosh, he says, I've checked and I've spoken to all the people involved in planting and agriculture, and he says, it's definitely true that we need the rain before. He also speaks about after Pesach. He says, between Pesach and Shavuos, if we don't have rain in Ashkenaz, then the crops will be ruined. So he says, why on earth should we follow the Bnei Bovel in this point? And the Rosh waited until there was a year of famine, and there was no rain the whole winter, and he tried very hard on Pesach to persuade the Chachomim of his generation, the other Chachomim, to join him in making a change and delaying the Hafsoka of She'elas Geshomim until Shavuos. And the Rosh writes, if one looks in the Tshuvas, in Klal Dalet, it's Ois Yud, I believe, If one sees it, he was bitterly disappointed. He spoke to many Chachomim, and they agreed with him. And then when he actually launched his campaign, there were others who disagreed. And he writes a couple of times in the tshuva how bitterly disappointed he was that he was not matzliach. However, he says, since they wouldn't accept it and they wouldn't agree with me, I back down and I accept that this is not the halacha, and he carried on with the old minhag. But the Rosh definitely believes, and he writes it again over here in the Psokim, he definitely believes that the right hanhoga would be that each medina should ask for Geshem according to their own tzrochim. This is quoted by the other Rishonim, albeit the Rosh himself admits that we don't paskin that way, but, however, the Rosh does say that it was when he was in Provincia, he saw that they do start asking for Geshem on Zayin Cheshvan, the Yoshehu Be'enai. That's how he finishes off in the Psokim. So he definitely believes that that's the right thing to do, but he climbed down because he didn't want to make Agudas Agudas, and he didn't want there to be the difference. He only wanted to accept to adopt this Shinoi if the other Chachomim would have agreed with him. I don't know exactly, but it's definitely the province is also in Europe.
France.
It's in France.
Provence.
The Ran, the Beis Yosef quotes this Rosh at length. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, which is where this the Indian of the Saint Talamot is discussed, and the Beis Yosef brings this Rosh at length, and then he quotes a Ran. The Ran interestingly says that I think that one should start asking for grain immediately after Yom Tov. Why wait 2 weeks? He says the whole inner of waiting for 2 weeks is only because they were early rega, and therefore we had to give them time to get back home, to leave Eretz Yisrael before the Bnei Yisrael start davening for rain. However, if the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, if today there is no Aliyah L'Regel because we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh, so then there's no reason to delay immediately as soon as Yom Tov is over, we should immediately begin with asking for Saint Alamota. So then we'll. But meanwhile, we need the rain. Maybe the rain will help. Meanwhile, we need the rain. So
you were saying that about Eretz Yisrael, that they should already stop.
They should start saying the same Talmud. So he says there's no reason to wait. So he says, as far as I can see, there should be three. But then he mentions that there is a Gemara earlier in the Masechta which says that when there are Peri Bedabra in lands where they put their, as Rashi always says, Ala Torah, they used to leave the crops in the fields to dry out through the summer months, even after the harvest. So he says, in those countries where, the Gemara says, that where the fruit are left in the outside to dry out and to develop, and only after Sukkot are they collected, that also takes time. And in those places, they can also wait till Zayin Cheshvan, even though there's no case of Aliyah L'Regel. Says the Ran, so we see there can be other reasons why we would wait and delay the Saint Talamot until Zayin Cheshvan, not only because of Aliyah L'Regel, there can be other reasons too. And the Ran in the end says, in fact, we don't find anyone who says we should ask for Geshem immediately after Yom Tov, and therefore it must be that there are good reasons, either Peri Bedabra, and then he says something very interesting, it's a well-quoted Ran for other reasons, he says, it must be that Yidden used to come to Yerushalayim even after the Churban, in groups, in large groups, and it was something of an Aliyah L'Regel. Very interesting Ran, which is used as a Mekor. There's a widespread minhag in Eretz Yisrael of trying to go to the Mokam HaMikdosh, to the Kosel, and some even want to see over from the high buildings into the Mokam HaMikdosh, and this Ran is often quoted as a Mekor for that. That the Ran tells us that there was a minhag for large groups of Yidden to come and do some. Obviously, it's not the mitzvah to rise of Aliyah L'Regel, but it seems there is some kiyum, some remez of this Indian of Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore, since the Aliyah L'Regel still is kept in some form or another, at least in the level of a minhag, so this keeps up the din of the Gemara of waiting for the Oile Regel to return home before the Bnei Eretz Yisrael start davening for rain. Therefore, he says, I'm prepared to accept that there should be two. There should be, in other words, he means to say that that's nikba, and there's no shinui, there's never a time when we're going to daven for rain before Zion Cheshvan, and therefore that din of the Gemara remains. That, so I understood between the lines, he refers to his chidushim in the Gemara, which we don't have, but if I understand correctly, that's what he means to say, and therefore we'll never find any community asking for rain before Zion Cheshvan. But he remains with the idea that Zion Cheshvan is the correct time in countries which need rain, Eretz Yisrael, and probably also many European countries. And then other places, Bovel and similar climates, would begin only on Shishim Yom Acher HaTkufa. So says the Rav.
You could take it further. You could say that Bizman HaSeh doesn't take anybody 2 weeks to get to anywhere. And therefore, you don't need 2 weeks anymore, even if there's a minute.
So why do we need? Why should we need two weeks in today's world? Give them a few hours, or maybe a day.
Yeah.
So it would appear that the way the Ram finishes off, it looks as if he's saying that since in the Gemara there was no alternative existed of beginning immediately after Yom Tov before Zayin Cheshvan, it looks as if that was what the Ram means to say. He says very clearly, I'm Mekatza over here, I'm just bringing you the summary La Halacha, and look at my Chidushim. But it looks as if he's trying to say that since no such option existed in the time of the Gemara, he's not going to go and be the one to initiate such a new idea without any source in the Gemara. That's what it looks as if the Ran means to say. Then the Ran says, but what should I do? The Rif doesn't bring such a Shita. The Rif brings down the Gemara very clearly. He brings down Eretz Yisrael and Bovel, and as we saw in Rashi, the Rif definitely adopts the opinion that Bnei Chutzlaret should only start saying the same Tanamoto on Shishim Yom after the Tkufa. And therefore, he is Mevatel Daitoi, and he says this is how it is, and he leaves it that way. So now, the Beis Yosef, as we mentioned before, quotes this Rosh at length, and quotes the Ran. But, he says, La Halacha, since the Rishonim are Machria, and the Rosh himself admits that his argument was not accepted Halacha Lemaisa, he climbed down and left the Halacha that in all Mekomos and Chutz La'aretz, we wait until 60 days after the Tkufa before we actually begin asking for Geshem. And so be it. The question arises, what happens in a case of a mistake? The Beis Yosef over there quotes a Maria, the Maria Buav, who we see in many places the Beis Yosef treats with, gives his psokim tremendous weight. And he says, what happens if a person in Chutz La'aretz, between Zayin Cheshva and 60 days after the Tkufa, would mistakenly mention the same Talamotah in his Shmoneh. We know that normally, if during the summer months, if a person davens for rain, then this is a shinu mimatzbeh shetovu chachomim, and therefore that would be mechayiv him to repeat. If he's still involved in Shmoneh, he'll go back to Baruch Aleinu and say the same bracha, and if he's missed it, if he's finished davening, he would have to repeat the Shmoneh. Says the Ma'ariyo, since this Rosh so clearly believes that we should be davening for rain now, but he didn't manage to get the Chachmei Ador to accept his opinion. If so, if a Yochid would make a mistake and ask for rain during this period, we're not going to tell him to repeat his Shemoneh Esrei. He didn't do something very terrible. And therefore, he paskens that way. The Beis Yosef says, I don't understand. The Beis Yosef brings this, and then he says, but I can't understand. If the Rosh admits, and we paskin, not like the Rosh, the Rosh climbed down, and we do not accept the shit of the Rosh La'alocha, then it's absolutely wrong to ask for rain during this period in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, he has been Meshalem in Bat Be'er Shatov O'Chachomim, and we should tell him to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. That is the argument of the Beis Yosef. Halocha Lemaisa, we machriya keneged the Rosh. Says the Beis Yosef, but since such a great man as the Ma'ariyo has told us not to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, I'm not going to tell you that you should make all those brachas again for nothing, and therefore I would encourage him to daven the tefillah as a tefillas nedova, to have kavona, to daven an extra tefillah. This is a big discussion whether we allow ourselves to do that nowadays, because we don't trust ourselves to be mechaven well enough, but that is the psak offered by the Beis Yosef. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, straight immediately on the tour, on the Beis Yosef on the tour, and he says, I adopt fully the shitta of the Ma'ariyo. I believe that he's right. Since, he says, the Rosh, essentially the halacha, all the Rishonim seem to accept that his argument is sound, and simply because he didn't want to make a fight, he was mevater, and he left the halacha as it had been till now. Essentially, the argument of the Rosh is correct. There's nothing wrong with asking for rain at this time, but we can't actually tell everybody to do so. But if a fellow did it, and he said the same Talamotah, we can't, then the Mario is correct, we're not going to tell him to repeat his Shemoneh Esrei. So that is the way it's brought in the Beis Yosef, and as expected, in Shulchan Aruch, we find that the Mechaber and the Ramah, again, repeat this argument. Omiyu, im be'eretz achas kol, this is in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Beis. Omiyu, im be'eretz achas kulo, hatzricha moto b'moyz hachamo. Tor bo yochid. If in a land where the whole land, as opposed to a small place, but if a whole country really needs rain, even during the other months when they're not asking for rain, in such a place, tor bo yochid, a single Yid davening would make a mistake, v'shoal motor bebirkas hashonim, then choizeh o mispalel b'toiras nedova b'lo yishayla bebirkas hashonim. He repeats the Shemoneh Esrei b'toiras nedova. So he's bringing this Mario. He's saying, I can't argue with the Mario. He's too great for me to argue with him. But he says, but he's telling him to daven b'toiras nedova, exactly as he said in the Beis Yosef. The Ramah adds a couple of words which change the whole picture. And he says, he adds the words im roitze. So im if tor bo yochid v'shol motor bebrikas hashonim, adds the Gemara im roitze choizer umispalel b'toras nedove b'lo yishayla bebrikas hashonim. Aval eino mechuyov lachzer klal. He's not really mechuyov to repeat. He says, I'm not going to argue if he wants to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because there are such opinions. I'm not going to argue if he wants to do b'toras nedove. But it's only im roitze. If he asks me what to do, says the Gemara, I'm going to tell him he doesn't need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because we have the Rosh. All that is the way it's brought down in Aluch. Now comes to the question, in our days of travel, what happens when a person like me, who's living in Eretz Yisrael, is in Yerushalayim on Zayin Cheshvan, and davens Ma'ariv, and they bang, start saying the same Talmud Torah tonight, which we did, and then a few days later he takes a plane to Chutz La'aretz, in my case for a few days, can be for longer. And what does he do? He's already started with saying the same Talmud Torah, and now he comes to a land, to a country where they were still saying the same Brocha. What should he do now? This is, again, a discussion of many Achronim, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah over here in Ois Hei, in this Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah is inconclusive. It's interesting, he says some of the Sforim were quoted on this Inyan, are not available to him. It's Yodua that the Mishnah Berurah went to tremendous efforts to find all the Sforim he needed to be Machreel Alocha. And he writes, V'tzorich la'ayim v'tshuvas d'var shmuna v'sefer yad aron kishom mekoyram. And actually, they don't quite say what the Mishnah Berurah would have liked, the indication of the Mishnah Berurah before, they don't quite say exactly what the Mishnah Berurah would have expected them to say. So it remains an open shayla. Ramosha Feinstein in his Tshuvas says, along the same theme, there are different Svaras, but since his Svar is along the same theme that we've just mentioned, I'd like to quote it. So he says, since, a very interesting Svara, we've paskened essentially like the Rosh, but Lemaisa, because of Agudas, because we don't want to make a fight, and don't want to make arguments in Halacha and differences, we left the Halacha as it was, and we don't say the same Talamot in Chutz La'aretz till 60 days after the Tkufa. Because of the Minik, that's the Minik. So he says the Minik only applies in the way we're noyig lekatchila. But if a yochid who has started in one place and he's traveled somewhere else says there's no minig, that's not frequent enough, at least not in the time when the takonos were made, to establish a minig. So therefore, if the Rosh is halachically correct, so then this Yid, who already began saying the same Talamoto, and the Birkei Yosef, the Chidor in Birkei Yosef says, that would be a chucha klula, to tell him to start saying the same Talamoto, and to stop again a few days later, and then to start again when it comes to, either when he comes back, or when the 60 days after the Tukufa comes around. So he says then, just leave it as it is, you've got the Rosh on your side, and after all, the Rosh is halachically correct, says Moshe Feinstein, and what the problem is only the minig. The minig is not like that. So he says the minig doesn't apply to an unusual case like this, and there's no problem for the Ben Eretz Yisrael to continue saying the same Talamoto while he's in Chutzlatz. There are some who say, there's a clever eater, to say it in Shemei Tefillah, because even there's nothing wrong with asking extra bakoshes in Shemei Tefillah, and in fact the poskim say that if somebody desperately needs grain for his land, he's welcome, even in Chutz Laretz, to make mention of the same Talamot during Shemei Tefillah. So they say the best would be for this Yid to say the same bracha in Baruch Aleinu and to say the same Talamot during Shemei Tefillah. But I must admit that sometimes we can make mistakes, and that would really be a problem if we were to forget afterwards in Shemei Tefillah. So I decided it's not kedai, just carry on. If the poskim allow you to say it the same in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, you're better off that way. The question applies in the other direction. What happens to a ben chutz laretz who's traveling to Eretz Yisrael for a few days to spend with his children in Eretz Yisrael, and he's traveling for a week at the end of Cheshvan, and he's going to be in Eretz Yisrael for a few days. They're all saying the same Talamotah, and he's still saying the same bracha. What should he do now? That's a bit more of a problem, because the one who started on Zayin Cheshvan, when that was the din which really applies to him, or even if he was on Chutz Laretz on Zayin Cheshvan, but he was planning to go back, and the poskim say then he's very likely to be nigrar, boss of the mokum where he's usually living, or his family is living, and therefore he needs the grain over there. That makes a lot of sense for him to start on Zayin Cheshvan and join him. However, if he's actually in Chutz Laretz, and he's saying the same Talamotah, and he just happens to be visiting Eretz Yisrael for a few days, he doesn't really belong here. He's saying, meanwhile, the same bracha, and the question is, can we allow him to say the same Talamotah? He doesn't really belong to Eretz Yisrael, and that is a problem. There are again different opinions, but the Achror of Shlomo Zalman, at least, is Machria, in that case, we will tell him to leave it to the Shemei Tefillah. Say, carry on saying Boruch Aleinu as you were till now, with the same bracha. And when you get to Shemei Tefillah, before you say Ki Ata Shemei, just say the same Talamotah Libracha. Davening for the Omed, very good. The Birkei Yosef says already. The Birkei Yosef said, the Chidor says already that even the Ben Eretz Yisrael, who's in Chutz Laretz, if he's davening for an Omot, he should say as the Mokom where he is. But nevertheless, in his quiet Shemoneh Esrei, will allow him to continue to the same thing on the Mokom. That's a big discussion again in today's poskim, and they allow it. Even Rav Moshe Feinstein, who argues very strongly that point in other places, says in this case he can go ahead. In his quiet Shemoneh Esrei, he can say the same Talamotah, and in the Shemoneh Esrei for the Tzibur, he'll say the same Talamotah.
He forgot in Shemoneh Tefillah to say the same Talamotah, he's not a poser.
That's a very bad mistake, because he can't fix it. No, they're right. If he forgot it, then we can't allow him to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. That's why I was afraid to rely on remembering of Shemoneh Tefillah, when all chances are one forget it there, and then you can't fix it. And for Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, it's very likely that he's mechuyev mitzad adin, but we couldn't allow him to, because of all the sveikis, we couldn't allow him to do so. There are poskim who say you should follow the place where you are right now, and therefore it's better to play safe.